This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, whether you're listening on the Mothership 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley, KLTC on the Western Edge, and Deccan Center KTGO 1090, The Flag West, serving the Bakken. We thank you for being here today. You can always use that iHeartRadio app as well and take us wherever you are, anytime. And you can call us with your questions or comments today. Pat Finken filling in for yours truly, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Email us to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One more time, slow. So that's what you often remind me that I want those numbers slow so yeah. I know what number to dial up. Okay, 800-228 0550 800-228-0550. Text 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. How'd I do? Is that okay? Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. I'm getting ready to hand the microphone to Pat Finken as our fine guest host today. After I tell you about my friends at Pfeiffer's. If you've driven I-94 lately, you see that Auction Center of North America going up nicely. Big blue sign right about Steele, North Dakota. Have you seen that? And that's going to be a great, great facility for a lot of machinery auctions. We'll be out there for the grand opening coming up here in 2017. And the folks at Pfeiffer's, they're always busy. Things going on all the time. In fact, next Tuesday they'll be doing an Emmons County land auction, about 156 acres out there. And then next Wednesday, the 14th, some nice hunting land out of Becker County, Minnesota. Then again on the 15th, that's Thursday, Ramsey and Cavalier counties, some excellent crop and hunting land together. Pasture land up in Kidder County here on the 11th of January. And then machinery auction that's coming up. Actually, it's an online-only machinery auction Friday, January 13th out of Bowman, North Dakota. So if you want to find out more about the land I just mentioned and the items that the machinery auction, Pfeiffer's.com, a great way to go. Call them. They'll send you a catalog free of charge at 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099, or, again, view all of the auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. Time for What's On Your Mind. Pat Finken in for me today, president of ODNI, a North Dakota Advertising, Public Affairs, and Public Relations Consulting Company, also a member of the Board of Directors of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and a respected North Dakota political activist and pundit. Pat, take it away.
Thank you, Scotty. Another beautiful day here in North Dakota. Hey, look, we're used to this stuff. This is the real deal. This is North Dakota. You know, the sun is shining.
We don't own snowblowers to clear a half an inch of snow.
The organizational session is over. Al and Rich can take a breath. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, time to move on to our next guest. We've invited the majority leaders of the North Dakota Senate and House to join us this morning. With us is Representative Al Carlson and Senator Rich Wardner. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Morning, Pat.
Morning, Pat.
I'm glad you guys were able to bust loose. I know that you've had a busy few days, but I thought this would be an opportune time to talk about some of the reflections that you have as you go into the session after the first of the year and kind of what you're feeling after the organizational session. Lots of things we can talk about, but let's go right to the top of the list. Tell me a little bit, obviously, you know, you guys have had your organizational session, that's some training, that's some committee assignments, things like that, but it's also the governor's budget address and kind of laying out the map as Governor Jack Dalrymple sees it. If you could each just take a moment and tell us a little bit about your reaction to that, and, you know, obviously he's recommending a 15% cut for higher ed and cuts in a lot of the agencies to meet this shortfall, and also quite a healthy cut in one-time spending to balance the state budget with existing revenues. Tell me, if you guys would, just each of you, kind of your perspective of how you're reacted to that, what you thought, and kind of, you know, where we go from here. Why don't we start with Representative Carlson?
Good morning, Patrick. It was a fun drive home last night, I tell you. It took me 4.5 hours to get here. I didn't realize that by Valley City, zero is actually zero visibility.
We've been telling people all day when they say this stuff, it's the real thing. So apparently you have something.
It was a real deal, but I made it.
Well, I feel like you have something in common with the protesters because they didn't listen either. So anyway.
It's time to get home to be today. It's Citizen Al instead of Representative Al. But I'll talk to you as a perspective as I see it on the budget address yesterday. You know, quite obviously, this is an unusual session for us because Jack is in his last session. He's not going to be there. His budget will be presented, and then the new governor will come in and either adjust it or keep most of what that budget is in place. We are not broke. The state of North Dakota is not broke. We don't have the vast revenues that we had during the height of the oil boom, but by no means are we broke. By no means are we shutting down programs that are important to people. We just have to sharpen our pencil. Some of the things that Jack put in there I really like, and some of them moving money around from various places and kind of spending future dollars is something that I really cannot buy into. But we'll sort through all that when we get there. And I guess the key for us is, how's the new governor going to approach this whole thing? And quite honestly, I don't know. But we're going to go in there with an open mind, but it's our job to balance the books, and we're going to do that.
Thank you, Al. Senator Wardner, kind of what was your takeaway from the last couple of days as you guys get teed up for the session coming up after the first of the year?
Well, I'll tell you what, Pat. First of all, the cuts on the ongoing spending and the cuts in the one-time spending, we expect. I really don't see where we're going to have a lot of one-time spending at all, and we're going to have to cut the ongoing. And so I agree with all of those things he did. The biggest thing that I have some questions about, and I really won't know until we get into it. First of all, Governor Dalrymple took some monies that we had some funds that what we did is we would collect the money up a biennium ahead so that when we go into the next biennium, it's cash. And so actually we have $300 million in cash in the property tax relief fund. It's there. It's cash. It's not, you know, money that we're thinking is coming. It's there. And he used it, and he's going to use the revenue coming in on the come like we do our other budgeting for sales tax and stuff. And that's been a security blanket for us, that we had that cash. So we have to take a good look at that. And he shifted it, a lot of it, over to the rainy day fund, which we still have it, but it is, you know, we don't have as much control over that because once it's in there, we leave it in there until there is a shortfall. And so I don't have a problem with putting some money in the, it's called the budget stabilization or rainy day fund. I don't mind putting some money in there, but he completely funded it back to where it is, the same percentage that we had before. Need to take a good look at that. We also are taking other oil revenue funds that we collected up over the biennium and had cash before we went into the next biennium. So those were spent differently, and we need to take a good look at that. We want to make sure that we protect this budget going forward. So I don't think know if there's anything wrong, but I'm not completely satisfied. I need to go in and we need to take a look at all the numbers to see how it works out.
Obviously, last night I was at the governor's appreciation event at the Heritage Center. I heard a lot of legislators talking about the fact that we probably need to go further than the governor went. Again, you guys haven't had a chance to really digest it all, but is that a fair sense of where you think the attitude of the legislature is going to be, is that we probably need to even cut a little deeper in order to make sure that our house is fiscally sound going forward? Senator Wardner, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I think we are probably going to have to take a good look at it. I can't say where or what right now because we haven't had time to digest this thing, but I think that's a possibility, absolutely.
How about you, Representative Carlson?
You started to say
something.
It's all about the starting point of the budget. You know, I personally think that you should start we had two different allotments, about 6.5%. That should have been our starting point for the 10%. The governor started his 10% reduction based on the amount of money we funded last biennium. So there's a gap there, and I think that forces us to do a little more digging and going a little deeper than I thought we were going to go. But, you know, this is all about funding your priorities. And it's our job to sort through those things. Public safety and education, important things to our people, you know, the infrastructure of the state. Those are the kind of things we have to prioritize and make sure that we continue down that road. You know, what's going to happen if the price of oil rebounds and have we set the stage and got things in good enough shape out west, or are we still, you know, have a major job to do out there? So there's a lot of topics on the table. And like Rich says, we've just got to, you know, when we get the budget, and this is a pet peeve of mine, we get the budget at the same time as everybody else. And then they ask us what we think about it. Well, we
Representative
need
Carlson,
to this is
Al, I'm going to have to cut you off for a second here. We're going to go into a hard break. I'd like you to finish the thought, though, after the break. You're listening to What's On Your Mind.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. In this week's Safety Minute, NDSE Executive Director Chuck Claremont discusses safe hunting practices.
You never take for granted the fact that you got a loaded weapon and knowing where everybody's at, because you can get excited, something can happen, you make these foolish mistakes just because you're in kind of the middle of the excitement of the hunt. And, you know, carrying a loaded weapon, obviously, that weapon's there to kill, and unfortunately, a thousand times a year, it injures, and 100 of those, there's actually fatalities involved in it. So complacency, you just have to know what's going on with hunting, and following the safety rules and practicing, knowing your firearm's capabilities, how far can you shoot. There's just so many things that a person really has to be aware of before you even step foot on the ground to hunt. Make sure you look ahead of you, and don't shoot behind you, and there's so many things, and I think talking, just simple things like communicating to each other, that can save lives, that can prevent injuries.
For safe hunting tips and upcoming first aid CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
The show is called What's On Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind. Our topics today, the guest today, anything you want to respond to, please let us know what's on your mind by calling us at 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And they have a website I talk about a lot because it's a good resource and I like it. And it's such an important topic. Reliable energy, affordable energy impacts everything. If we don't have it, the cost of everything goes up.
You have a blizzard like we had this week? What's that like without reliable energy? Think about it. This is important stuff. Find out more by going online at secureenergyfuture.org. That's secureenergyfuture.org. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Here's my guest host today, Pat Finken.
Thanks, Scotty. And if you want to be part of the discussion, you can join us in Bismarck, 258-0550, or toll-free around the upper Midwest at 800-228-0550. Our guests this hour are the majority leaders from the North Dakota House and the Senate. Representative Carlson, you had begun a thought, and I had to cut you off because of the commercial break. Why don't you go ahead and finish your assessment finish that point, and then we'll ask about some specific things that I think our listeners are interested and eager to hear about. So, Al, if you want to finish your thought, that'd be great.
Well, I wish I could remember exactly where I was at on it, but I'll go back to the fact that our funding, our priorities is always number one for the legislature when we get there. I, for one, am not going to, and I think Rich is in agreement, we're not going to look to bonding. We've tried for years to get out of that. You know, we're not going to look to raising taxes of any kind to balance our budget. My philosophy, and I think that of my caucus, is let's look for efficiencies. If there's a program that we can get rid of, if we have to start a new one, let's do it. So I think the mentality will be sharpen the pencil and fund your priorities and make crystal clear what those have to be for the citizens of our state.
So let's start with one of the main attributes of the budget building, and that is the revenue forecast. Obviously, over the last few years, both of you expressed some disappointment in the lack of a good barometer in that regard. What's being done to improve our forecasting, and or is that even possible in light of our commodity-based economy? And kind of what was your take in terms of the revenue forecast that was given as a starting point for how to fund government going forward?
Well, I'll answer that. First of all, the Moody's that does it for us, they've done a lot of extra work. They've taken a good look at where the mistakes were made. And as they mentioned to us yesterday, one of the big issues was the number of rigs. And you can't blame them completely for that because we had people in industry that said that we would have at least 70 rigs drilling in the Bakken at this time. We don't. It dropped way below 30. And so that was a critical thing because every well generates not only sales tax for the materials and the equipment, but also people working on those rigs are paying income tax. That's the revenue that we lost and they missed on as far as the forecast. Now, they're a lot more cautious. They're a lot more conservative. And so we have not accepted the budget revenue forecast at this time. I think Al is agreement with this. We've decided to hold off until the session. So we have a little more time to research it ourselves. Because the bottom line is, Pat, we get blamed for it. And that we didn't do a good job or we should have known that. And we're not experts in forecasting, but we're cautious too. And so we're going to take a good look at it over the next 3 weeks and then we'll decide whether that's the forecast that we want to build our budget on going forward.
Representative Carlson, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement that we should not have approved one yesterday. They wanted us to, and Rich and I both agreed that we just do not have the comfort zone required to say that this is our numbers. Because let's face it, everything spins off how much money you have and where that money comes from. And if those revenue figures require a lot of fund shifting of money between funds besides general government revenue, and your budget's built on that, you've got some real issues that you've got to deal with. And we just need some time to have our staff analyze these numbers for us. Rich and I are both kind of numbers, pick into the details kind of guys. I want to see the big pictures of total revenue. And the right thing for us, I'm not satisfied with Moody's. I'd love to see us change direction there. Again, I have no idea what the new governor's thinking, but we need to up our game on that. You know, nobody ever complained when Moody's was $2 billion low on revenue, but there's a lot of squawking when they were too high. So we got to get a better system there.
Well, and allotments are a terrible way to manage budgets. I think we all agree on that.
Pat, there's one more thing I want to say, and that is that we've only relied on $300 million of the oil tax dollars for general fund up until this time. In the governor's budget, that changes. It goes from $300 to $1 billion. And, of course, now we got to make sure not only that the sales tax and the income tax revenues are going to be correct in the forecast, but we have to now take a real good look at the price of oil and the number of barrels produced. And so that's the issue with this budget, that we've got more that we've got to forecast. And so that's why we need time. We need time to take a look and digest this thing.
Also, Pat, we just better be careful. And I think Rich made that comment. Is that when you go $300 million to $1 billion of oil reliance on your budget, we've tried really hard. It's only $300 million for a reason. So we don't have a commodity driving our total budget and putting us in a situation like we don't want to be in. So there's some things in there that probably are going to have some significant changes before we're done with them.
Well, and obviously, you know, as Rich pointed out, it's the income tax and the sales tax that go with it. So even at 300, it had a fairly significant impact on the overall budget. But now you're talking about instead of restraining that possible impact, you're expanding upon it. So I think a valid point in that. Let's talk about a couple of specific areas that have been in discussion. Obviously, you guys are both in agreement that there are no new taxes, correct? I mean, we're just not going to see any attempt to raise taxes to help create new revenue.
I think that's correct.
I mean, I think we've seen time and time again in North Dakota, in fact, the opposite. You know, when we reduce the tax burden, increase the business climate, we actually generate more revenue. And while that hasn't been the case lately, that's driven more about commodity prices than is it about business climate. So I think most of our listeners would agree that that's where they want to be. The other one, though, is property tax relief. Do you see us being able to sustain property tax relief in this budget? What's the impact on property owners in North Dakota in the next budget as you guys see it today?
Well, I'll go ahead and start if that's all right. Well, first of all, on property tax relief, there's two things that people need to keep in mind. Number one is that the state took over 115 mills in K-12 education. That's in the general fund budget, and it's their estate. We are not going to go back on that. And we are funding it with general fund monies. It started out that it was oil tax money, but then we were able to move it into the general fund.
Rich, I hate to do this to you. I'm going to let you finish that thought because I think that's one of the burning issues that people are thinking about right now as we go into this budget. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. We've got the majority leaders from the North Dakota Legislature, and they'll be here for your questions and more after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833.
Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
About High Plains Apache and the Apache sprayer for a few years now, and I really enjoy telling the story of this good company that sells this great product, Apache sprayers. And if you hear nothing else, I want you to hear that the reliability, the ruggedness of this Apache sprayer is unmatched. That's one of the reasons they have one of the best warranties in the business. It's got an industry-leading five-year driveline warranty because it's such a reliable machine. Has a light footprint as well, meaning you're in the fields when your neighbors are not. How many wet planting seasons have we had and make it very difficult? That's just how it is up here. You don't know what you're going to get, and you're in the field when your neighbors are not. So it'll get you through the most unfavorable ground conditions, climb the toughest grades. That's what an Apache sprayer does and does so well. They have new, they have used. They have the ETA center, so the parts there for it if you need it. You can see them in Mandan across from Bonanza or Exit 60 south of Fargo or online at highplainsapache.com. Home of the Apache sprayer, best of the best, High Plains Apache. Now more of What's on Your Mind. Here's my guest host today, Pat Finken.
Hey, Scotty, thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity to come in and deal with the issues of the day. Always a great time when I get a chance to come visit about these things. If you want to be part of the discussion, you can join us at 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Our guests this hour are the House Majority Leader, Representative Al Carlson, and the Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner. And, gentlemen, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. Rich, you were talking about, and as you know, as we pointed out, property tax relief and holding down property taxes, a hot-button issue. We saw that in the election, plus it's been an issue in North Dakota for some time. You were commenting about sustaining that property tax relief effort.
Yes, Pat, I was. And I was talking about the school portion of it. I want everybody to know that the 115 mills that have been taken away from the local property tax base as the state takes care of it equals $734 million. I'll say that again, $734 million. If we hadn't have done that, that would be $734 million coming out of property tax owners around the state of North Dakota. The other piece is the 12% buy-down. We have that. There's $300 million of oil tax dollars that we have already collected. It's cash. It's in the bank to take care of that. The thing that we need to know, up until now, we've sent the money to the counties, and they've discounted everybody's tax bill 12%. The governor has a proposal in there. We still send the 12% to each county, and we have to take a look at this. But in return, they'll get that, but they have to eliminate the mills for social services in the county. And so it'll still, the social services will continue to to be run by the county, but we will be paying for it, but they have to get rid of the mills. Now, I know that Representative Carlson may have some concerns about that. I'm taking a good look at it, and they're still getting their 12%, but they're also going to get, we're going to take away the mills that they are levied for county social services. We need to look at it.
Representative Carlson, what's your take on that?
Well, I can give you an example of when we decided to take over all the judges, and that was only going to be a fixed number, and we didn't have to worry about it. I can tell you that number's gone wild. So when we take over county programs and take over programs, it's really hard to put enough safeguards in so those dollars flow exactly, those savings go exactly back to the taxpayer, the guy that's paying the real estate taxes on his houses. Like Rich, I'm going to take a good long, I'm not a proponent of it, but it would be foolish not to take a good hard look at it and see if that will actually transpose into another 12 to 14% reduction in your real estate tax bill at home. Because of all the taxes people pay, they like that real estate tax one the least. And Rich is right. It's a big deal what we've taken over for the educational side and the increases we've done. Years ago, we were at 53-54% of the cost of education was paid by the state. Today, it's 84% of that money is paid by the state. The problem is we need to do some real estate reform, because as long as valuations keep increasing, even if they don't change the mills, everybody's property taxes go up. And let me tell you, part of this whole deal, if I buy into it, is going to be some major reform as to how we control those continual escalating values and the taxes that follow them up. Otherwise, all the money we thought we'd save, the taxpayer doesn't get to them.
Well, thank you. And it's interesting, if I understand you correct, you're going to record, the proposal requires that they eliminate social service mills, but then do we replace those mills with state dollars, and does that come out of it? Does that, in effect, reduce the amount of property tax relief that we're seeing from the 12%? Or how, I guess you guys
the 12,
have got to
the 12%, the 12% would be gone, but then that 12% would be related in the fact that we, by taking over those services and those mills, your property tax should go down about the equal amount. That's basically the proposal. I think, Rich, if you want to explain it any different, I think that kind of covers it.
Actually, Pat, I think I was told that the social services across the state average around 6% of our 12%. So about half of it would go to take care of those county social services. The other 6% would be the taxpayer would still get it. But the taxpayer is getting it no matter what, because they're not going to be paying taxes to the county social services. So they're just going to, instead of going to the taxpayer, it'll go to the county social services, but it's gone from the taxpayer, the county social services. We'll say it's about 6%. The other 6%, they'll get bought down. So in the end, if I'm a taxpayer, a property taxpayer, I get a 6% buy down, plus I don't have to pay for my 6% that I was normally paying to the county social services. So county social services doesn't equate to 12%. It's something less. But
My question in that there is, where does that money come from then to pay for that? If we're reducing the mills, we're shifting part of this over, the net effect is the same to the individuals. Where does that money come from to pay for those?
That's the $300 million, Pat, that was in the 12% buy-down line that we were getting from oil money.
Okay. Well, anyway,
there's way too many questions for me to say that I'm a big advocate of that today. But you know what? It's like everything else in this budget. We got to dig into it. We got to take a good hard look at it. I always concerned when we pay the employees, but they're not our employees. I have a little trouble with that concept because they'll still be in the counties. We'll just have to sort it out. To me, it's problematic, but for long term, but we'll take a look at it.
Well, and a lot of those questions, you guys, let's be honest, this is going to be a very interesting session for you guys, and a lot of that kind of soul searching, a lot of that kind of research. I do have another question, though. I want to shift tact a little bit on you. One of the things that have come up, of course, is the funding of the Standing Rock and the Dakota Access protest response. Obviously, because of the situation and the way that we do the budget and the way we allocate money in this state, you had to borrow to pay for some of that. Where do you see that going, or what are you thinking you're going to need to do as we move forward? Because obviously that battle is not over yet. What are you guys looking at in terms of what you think you need to do to have an adequate response here in North Dakota to what may well be a continuing battle over the completion of the Dakota Access Pipeline?
Well, okay, I'll go start. Well, first of all, we've borrowed $17 million. Our first step would be to see if we can't get money from the federal government. I realize it's taxpayer money, too, but we have to support our law enforcement who are keeping the public safe. That's the bottom line. We will surely go to the federal government, the Corps, or somebody to reimburse us for this because it was on Corps land where this illegal occupation has taken place. And so that would be the first place. And I guess if push comes to shove and we end up with it, we do have a fund called the Disaster Relief Fund. Now, it was meant for tornadoes and floods and things like that. We'll probably have $25 million in it because it caps at that, and we'd probably go there to take care of it. That's the quick answer. There may be other options out there, and believe me, Pat, we will be looking for other options. We don't think that this is our doings.
No, and
I agree with Rich completely on that, by the way, Pat. And Senator Holman's doing the very best he can trying to find an opportunity to pay us back because it wasn't our issue. But Rich and I both voted for the $17 million because it's all about the safety of our citizens and those people in the uniform that are out there. And we're going to continue. And this 17 isn't going to be enough. If this continues, they're going to be back at the beginning of our session looking for more. So this could be $20 million. It could be whatever. And we're going to press hard to get that money back because it's a core problem on a core permit on core land. And we have had to step up to protect our people, and we'll do that.
And regardless, you have to do it. I mean, whether the feds kick in or not, obviously with a change of administration, that's going to be more favorable. But even then, it's not like they're flush either. So, no, I agree with you, and I applaud you guys for doing this because, first and foremost, the role of government is to provide for public safety, and that was definitely what we heard. I had Lieutenant Tom Iverson on earlier from the Highway Patrol talking about that very same thing and the role that they're playing and the good work that they're doing. And we, just like we all support our men and women in uniform overseas fighting to defend this country, our local law enforcement need to have and do have that same kind of support level. And I know you guys share that attitude as well.
Yeah. Well, Pat, I'm going to have to run here in a minute. You got anything else to wrap up with?
Yeah, no, that sounds great. The last question I have, and we've got about a minute left, I just want to, what are some of those key points in terms of infrastructure that we want to talk about? What do you guys see? And obviously we don't have the money like we may have in the past for infrastructure, but what do you think those things are that we're going to be able to get done in this next legislative session?
You know, I'm not going to talk about buildings because I think that we've done a lot of building and some of these things are going to have to wait. But you can't ever miss not working on roads and bridges. You know, highways and bridges, you got to keep the infrastructure, makes commerce flow, and we've got to constantly be putting money into that. And there is the governor had about $725 million counting tax and federal money in his budget. And we need to continue to work on roads and bridges and highways and bypasses to keep our state's commerce flowing and our roads safe. So that would be our biggest thing for me.
Rich, anything to add to that?
Well, I would add that I agree with what Hal is saying. Plus, I want to remind people that the past two or three bienniums, we have put more money into roads and infrastructure of streets and things like that in our communities than we ever had. So we're a little bit ahead of schedule there. And going forward, we want to continue that because we got to have good roads in order to bring people to this state, to keep the economy going. But the other infrastructure that I want to point out is the water, getting water to all of our communities. And keep in mind that we have 20% of the extraction tax that is dedicated to that. And even though it isn't as much as it was, there's still
money. Rich, I'm going to have to cut you off. We'll let you finish your thought after the break. You're listening to What's on Your Mind.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where it broke my back and bones in my feet and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Spitfire West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington Grand Forks in front of Kmart.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, the patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO 1090 Tioga, Williston, Watford City, Stanley, Tioga, really Williston to Minot, that whole quadrant up there, you've got 1090 on your radio, and of course KLTC on the western edge, and Dickinson at 1460 on your radio dial. How you're listening today, we appreciate you very much. Thank you, any of those stations or the iHeartRadio app. Thanks. We appreciate it. We are brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Stop and see them. Have that 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, cup of freshly baked cookies, and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. That's four items, $4 all day, every day. Cheap lunch, cheap dinner, great deal. PetroServe
USA. Final segment of What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition. My guest host, Pat Thinkin, right now. Pat?
Hey, Scotty, thank you very much for the chance to be here. Our guest is Senator Rich Wardner, the majority leader of the North Dakota legislature. The House Majority Leader was with us but had to leave for a meeting. Rich, you were just describing some of the water infrastructure. Obviously, Al covered the transportation stuff, but there's also a need and an appetite for infrastructure on the water side. Why don't you go ahead and finish your thought in that regard?
Well, we've put a lot of money into water projects across the state, and so we're way ahead of schedule because we take 20% of the oil extraction tax. And we dedicate that to water projects in the state. And it was, in the good times, it got up just over $600 million per biennium. It's now down to around $240 million. But that's still a lot more than we used to have it back at 205 and 203 sessions. I mean, if we had $40 million, we were happy. So we've done a lot in water infrastructure, getting quality water to communities across the state. And so that money is there. We will still be investing. We'll be moving forward, not as fast as we were. But I just want to say to the people out there, we're putting money into roads and streets, and we're putting money into our water infrastructure, education, technology. Those things are all going. And for those of us, for many are saying, well, there's something else. And yes, we are concentrating and trying to figure out ways to take care of some of our behavioral health issues in the state. And so that is not swept under the rug, and I want to make sure that that's out there.
Well, Senator, it's been great. I'm going to switch tacks on you just a little bit. We've only got a couple minutes left in the show, but before I let you go, just your takes on the last election. I know that obviously nationally there were some surprises. But in North Dakota, too, you guys had a fairly successful election, to say the least. Tell me a little bit about what your reaction is to that and what you thought drove some of that.
Well, I don't know. You never know about these things. But I do know this, that as far as our side, the Republicans, we had good candidates. We were able to fill, in the Senate and in the House, we were able to fill every slot to run except one. Only in District 20 did we not have a candidate to run for the House of Representatives. Otherwise, we had good people in every slot to run for the legislature. That's number one, good people. Second of all, they worked hard. And a lot of them put their own money into it and really went out and sacrificed. So I guess those are the two things that I see that made a difference. People that wanted to work, and they were good people. People liked them. They were knowledgeable about the issues. They had respect in their communities. So I guess I give the candidates the credit for winning.
Well, and that's always the case, especially in local politics. You know, of course, all politics is local, but that's really where you, in a lot of these situations where you actually know the people you're voting for. You know, that doesn't happen in some of the state, and especially in some of the national stuff. But at the local level, that knowledge requires that these people actually know what they're talking about and that they're good candidates. That has been a hallmark of the success that you guys have had over the last several years. So anyway, regardless, congratulations. You would be too humble to say that you had a role in that. But, of course, recruiting candidates and helping them win is part of what the job of a majority leader is all about. So also congratulations to you and Al in doing that. And, of course, some of these guys may think, what have you gotten us into? Because this session should be something else by the time you're done. It is going to be challenging and also maybe the most interesting and maybe the most creative that you guys have had in some time.
That's correct. They are going to grow up quickly in the legislative process.
It's called immersion therapy. Well, anyway, Rich, I want to say thank you for spending time with us today. A lot of these topics are things that people are thinking about. And I know that you guys have been, you know, drinking from a fire hose the last few days as you kind of get organized. But I want to thank you and Al for coming on the show and spending some time and talking about these issues. Again, I'm sure Scott will want to tap you after the first of the year when the session gets going, and we always appreciate how much you are willing to come in and talk about the issues of the day. So good luck. It should be an interesting time, and I know all of us are going to be paying close attention to see how this all comes under. So, again, thank you for being with us today. Our guests have been the North Dakota Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner, and the North Dakota House Leader, Majority Leader, Al Carlson. And, guys, thank you very much for your attendance today. Well, we're quickly wrapping up the show. Managed to keep the hooting down from Todd during the whole thing, so that's good. And hopefully I haven't totally driven away all your listeners. That's
hooting?
All hooting in the background. And not driving away your listeners was my main goal today. So I want to thank Scott for the chance to be here today, and hopefully we'll get a chance to visit again soon. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken signing off for the day. Bye now.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.